This is Kurt Anderson. I am a writer and the host of Public Radio's Studio 360 program. If you're like me, you spent the first many years you knew about Man Ray assuming that this great avant-garde photographer, this Dadaist, this guy who lived in Paris and so forth, was a European. You probably didn't realize that he was not only not European, but an American, born and raised in Brooklyn. He lived in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, as Manny Radnitsky until he became Man Ray a little later on as a young man. He was a painter in New York, a Dadaist, as Dadaism was being invented, embracing the surreal and the irreverent and the paradoxical and the strange. And he wrote, "Dada cannot live in New York," as a young man. "All New York is Dada and will not tolerate a rival," which meant that was by way of explaining why he left New York for Paris in 1921. He had not many years before given up painting in favor of photography. And in 1922 made this portrait of Sinclair Lewis, who was visiting Paris. Sinclair Lewis was a huge best-selling novelist. He'd published Main Street a couple of years earlier, had just published Babbitt, would win the Nobel Prize 8 years later as the first American to do so. This picture, this photograph, is very uncharacteristic of Man Ray's work. There is no strange stylized quality, no dreamlike imagery, no props, no special effects like solarization. It's this very beautiful, straightforward portrait of an interesting face with, however, this giant screw in the background that one wonders what it is. Is it a giant screw, an industrial object, or is it a piece of sculpture? I don't know, but I do love this picture.